بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه أما بعد. So earlier we finished Surah Al-Hijr, and Surah Al-Hijr is a middle Mecca surah. It was revealed in the fourth year of the da'wah, i.e. 6 or 7 years before the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the concluding verses of Surah Al-Hijr are in fact a major milestone in the seerah, as we will discuss inshaAllah today. And it also has a very profound message, a message of optimism and hope, a message that we can all inshaAllah ta'ala benefit from. So today's khatira will deal with the last 10 verses of Surah Al-Hijr. And I will begin with verse number 87 of Surah Al-Hijr, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِي وَالْقُرْآنَ الْعَظِيمِ, that verily we have given you the 7 oft-repeated verses and the magnificent Qur'an. The 7 oft-repeated verses is Surah Al-Fatiha. And our last year's khatira that I gave tafsir of Surah Fatiha, I mentioned this verse in that series. That Allah says, I've given you Surah Al-Fatiha and I've given you the Qur'an. And because Surah Al-Fatiha is so important, Allah calls it 7 oft-repeated verses. Because there is nothing on earth that is recited more than Surah Al-Fatiha. Think about it. And I said this last year. No piece of human literature, no other divine scripture, revealed or falsified, nothing else is recited as much as Surah Al-Fatiha. The average Muslim recites Surah Al-Fatiha at least 20-25 times a day. Multiply that by the entire globe, from the beginning of the time until the end of times, and you get astronomical numbers. So Allah calls it, I have given you the 7 oft-repeated verses, and I've given you the magnificent Qur'an. Therefore, وَلَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَى مَتَعْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِّنْهُمْ زَهْرَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, that don't have your eyes wander to the beautiful things that I have given the others of the beauties of this world, i.e. you have the Quran, don't be greedy for what you see others have that are disbelievers in Allah, and you feel in your heart, why don't I have that? لا تمدن عينيك, don't let your eyes wander to that which they have, that we have given them as an enjoyment and merriment. When we've given you the Qur'an, be happy with the Qur'an. That is the real treasure. And Allah says, وَخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and lower your wings over the believers, i.e. keep the company of the righteous. Don't keep the company of the wicked. Be amongst the righteous people and be merciful amongst them. And if you are merciful amongst them, your heart will not be greedy for the enticements of this world. And this is so true, my dear brothers and sisters. When you're around the righteous people, then you're not concerned with what style of car they're driving, what watch they're wearing, what purse they have. They're reminding you of Allah and His Messenger. And when you're around people of the dunya, all they talk about is the material things. So Allah says, be happy with the Quran, be with the righteous people. Don't look with greed, with lust upon that which you have given them to tempt them with. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقُلْ إِنِّي أَنَا النَّذِيرُ الْمُبِينَ, and announce to the people. And this is why this verse is so important. This verse and 3 verses later. This verse signaled to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he has to go public with Islam. That's why this verse is very significant. These were the verses that were revealed to the Prophet to tell him, now is the time to go public. Before this verse was revealed, Allah revealed in Surah Ash-Shu'ara, وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ, warn your close relatives. So Surah Ash-Shu'ara opened the scope of da'wah to only the relatives. This verse told him to proclaim to all of mankind. Now pause here. In the seerah we mentioned that there were many phases of da'wah. In the beginning, the da'wah was private. He didn't go public. He only went to people whom he trusted. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Abdurrahman ibn Auf, and others. Then Allah said, go to your family. وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. That's in Surah Ash-Shu'ara. Then this is the third stage. The third stage, go public to all the world. That's why Surah Al-Hijr, these concluding verses are so important. It's a milestone in the seerah. That Surah Al-Hijr tells the Prophet ﷺ, go public. So, وَقُلْ إِنِّي أَنَا النَّذِيرُ الْمُبِينَ. Tell all of mankind, you are the warner. That is clearly a warner. I'm telling you the truth and I am a warner. Then Allah criticizes the Quraysh. كَمَا أَنزَلَ عَلَى الْمُقْتَسِمِينَ الَّذِينَ جَعَلَ الْقُرْآنَ عِضِينَ. Just like we had revealed upon the muqtasimin. Muqtasimin here, scholars have differed what exactly it refers to. And one opinion, we'll stick with this opinion for our khatira, it refers to the Quraysh when they differed about how to respond to the Quran. Iqtasama means to be divided. Muqtasimin, they were in different groups. What was the different groups? How to explain what the Quran is. Some said the Quran is magic. Others said the Quran is poetry. Others said the Quran is the ramblings of a madman. Others said the jinn taught him. Others said he's taught by this and that. So these are the muqtasimin that Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying they have broken up. They have split amongst themselves trying to decide what is the Quran. فَوَرَبِّكَ لَنَسْأَلَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ We, I swear by your Lord, O Muhammad, we will ask them all on the Day of Judgment about what they used to do. عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ Then Allah says, فَصْدَعْ بِمَا تُؤْمَرُ Many scholars say this was the primary verse that told him to go public. Some say it was three verses before. وَقُلْ إِنِّي أَنَا النَّذِيرُ مُبِينَ فَصْدَعْ بِمَا تُؤْمَرُ Stand up and do what you have been commanded to do. فَصْدَعْ صَدَعَ means to become clear. In fact, precisely for the Arabs here, صَدَعَ means to split in half. صَدَعَ means to split in half. That's why when you have a headache, you say what? صُدَعْ as if your head is splitting in half. Right? So when you split something in half, what happens? Whatever is inside becomes clear. So this is what fasda' means. Stand up and become clear. I.e., do what you're gonna do firmly and with power. Fasda' bima tu'mar. Do what I've told you to do with firmness and power. What did Allah tell him to do? Announce to the world he's a prophet. So Allah is telling him, don't hesitate, don't waver. Stand up, be clear, be visible at what I have told you to do. وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْمُشْرِكِينَ And turn away from the idol worshippers, from the pagans. Don't worry about them. Don't fight them. Don't engage them. Turn away from them. Then Allah says, إِنَّا كَفَيْنَاكَ الْمُسْتَهْزِئِينَ This verse is a beautiful verse that we need to remind ourselves, especially in this time when unfortunately we have talk against the Prophet ﷺ, people making fun of the Prophet ﷺ. Allah tells the Prophet ﷺ in the very first verse that told him to go public, Allah tells him, don't worry, I will take care of those who mock you. Inna kafaynaka al-mustahzi'een. Anybody who makes fun of you, I will take care of him. Allah takes on the challenge himself. Allah says, I will deal with anybody who is making fun of you, who is sarcastic, who is demeaning, who is derogatory. And this verse, wallahi, the seerah proves it true from beginning to end. Every incident in which somebody was sarcastic and demeaning to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we saw his effect. Look at that famous incident in early Mecca when seven or eight of the leaders of the Quraysh threw a rotten animal on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as he was in sajda. And nobody could defend him at that time because these were all the leaders. These were all the elites of the tribes. All of the elites of the tribes, seven of them were there. And they were laughing so hard that they literally fell onto the floor, smacking each other's back, laughing at the Prophet ﷺ with the blood and entrails, until only Fatima could come and save her father. And the Prophet ﷺ said, Oh Allah, I complain to you of Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayth. Oh Allah, I complain to you of Umayyah ibn Khalaf. Oh Allah, I complain to you of... And he mentioned them name by name by name. And Abdurrahman ibn Auf, who was watching in the distance, but he was not of the elite. He was, if he had gotten in, he would have been killed. Abdurrahman ibn Auf said, Wallahi, everyone that the Prophet mentioned by name, I saw with my own eyes lying dead on the battlefield of Badr. Whoever the Prophet mentioned in this manner, oh Allah, you have to deal with him. Why? Because Allah says, I will deal with them. Inna kafaynaka al-mustahzi'een. I will deal with anybody who mocks you, who makes fun of you. So ya Rasulullah, don't worry. Stand up. Do as you're commanded. I will take care of those who reject you, those who take besides Allah false gods, and surely they will find out the truth of what they're doing. وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ This is a beautiful verse that tells us our Prophet ﷺ was a human being. Allah says, and we know, Ya Rasulullah, that your heart is in pain. You feel grief because of the slurs that they say about you. Our Prophet ﷺ was human. You know, there's an expression in English, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. We all know that's not true. Wallahi, we all know that's not true. Sometimes words hurt us more than physical pain. Sometimes words hurt us more than physical pain. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words also hurt. And our Prophet ﷺ was very hurt when his own kith and kin, his own cousins and uncles, his own relatives that he knew since they were children and since he was a child, are saying such vulgar things about him. He's a madman, he's possessed, this and that. It hurt him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. We know your heart is in grief. يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ, you can feel the tension. You can feel the difficulty because of what they are saying. Every single one of us who feels grief when people talk about him, read this verse. What did Allah tell him to do? Every one of us against whom some calumny, some slander, some evil is spread. And wallahi, this is the reality of human nature. Everybody spreads things about everybody, unfortunately, except for those whom Allah has saved. This is the reality. Righteous or evil, whoever you are, people talk about you. So here we have a consolation. Allah is saying, Ya Rasulullah, I know you are hurt at what they are saying. So what is the response? This is such a beautiful response. This is the Islamic response. So Allah says, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. When they make fun of you, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. You be involved in praising Allah. Extra tasbih, extra dhikr. وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. And increase your sujood. So take help in your worship of Allah to fortify yourself from the problems of this world. Turn to Allah when the people are making fun of you. Increase your dhikr, increase your salah. Notice it's a beautiful example here. We know you're grieved because of what they say. To the Prophet ﷺ, Allah didn't say respond in kind. We know it's halal to respond in kind. We know that's ja'iz. We know when somebody does harm, you can do harm back. This is in the Quran, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. But what is the ideal? What is the prophetic model? What is the command to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? When they stoop to that level, you rise up to the worship of Allah. When they stoop to such a filthy level, you stoop in the sajda in front of Allah and not to respond to them in kind. And this is the reality of our sharia. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever humbles himself for the sake of Allah, Allah will raise his ranks. When you humble yourself and you don't fight for your ego, you don't fight for yourself, Allah will raise your ranks, the people will respect you. And this is exactly what happened to our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah tells him, we know your heart is going to be in pain because of what they say. So instead of responding to them in kind, increase your tasbih and be of those who worship Allah. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ, and continue your ibadah. حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ, until yaqeen comes to you. And yaqeen over here means death. Until death comes to you. Now, this is a very profound point. Allah didn't say that keep on doing this until you win over them. Because maybe some of us will not win over those who are enemies of Allah in this world. Maybe they will continue to mock and we will die while they're still mocking in this world. But what will be the result of us in the next and them in the next? Who will be the end winner if we remain firm in the worship of Allah? Of course, we will be. And this is what our Prophet ﷺ is being told. We know you are hurt at what they say. Don't worry about that. You, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. Increase your tasbih. وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. Prostrate to Allah. And there is clearly a reference to Salat al-Tahajjud over here as well. That when you're at times of difficulty, wake up in the middle of the night. Wake up in the last third of the night. And وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ, continue worshipping Allah until death comes to you. My dear brothers and sisters, the ultimate satisfaction that one finds when we have been harmed, when dhulm has been done, when people say things about us, when we feel as if the world has abandoned us, the ultimate satisfaction is to find Allah, to discover Allah, to open up a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who has Allah doesn't need anybody else. But the one who doesn't have Allah, wallahi, the whole world will not help him, nor will he fill that emptiness. This is what our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is told, and we should follow the same example and role model, that when we're in times of difficulty and grief and distress, increase our ta'alluq, our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will find that relationship will give us what we need in order to overcome the problems of this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who worship him until yaqeen comes to us. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.